Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased to have back in our studio Mr. Kenneth A. Goodwin Jr., who is the founder and principal of Genesis Capital Markets. Today, we're going to talk about a great conference that Mr. Goodwin has put together with the New York Institute of Finance. Kenneth, welcome back to the program.
Darrell, it's always a pleasure to be on your radio show, Leadership with Darrell Gunter at WSOU FM 89.5 FM. So it's always a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak with you. So thank you again for having me on the show.
Oh, no, thank you. And so let's talk about this great conference that's coming up on May 1st in New York. It's titled Globally Local Blockchain, FinTech, and AI Symposium. And you're doing this with the New York Institute of Technology. How did this all come about?
Yes, and it's a great opportunity. One is with, as you mentioned, with the New York Institute of Technology, one of the more influential schools in information technology in the New York City tri-state area. And the opportunity came about, Darrell, with a conversation that we had, Genesis had, with the dean of the school, Dean Boronico, who runs the New York Institute of Technology School of Management. Last year, the school had, the New York Institute of Technology, had a blockchain conference. And it was pretty free and open to the public, and it went on pretty well. But this year, they wanted to raise the standards and really try to make an impact in the blockchain, financial technology, and AI space. So Genesis, we came about to New York Institute of Technology, say, look, we've done many conferences before. I personally have been on many panels, discussions throughout the New York tri-state area, as well as overseas, as well as in China, Japan, and other places. And we had a vision to say, hey, why don't we try to bring the best, the most influential, impactful, most culturally diverse, most inclusive set of leaders within a symposium where they can share their experiences, they can share their value-added experiences, as well as the experiences they had within the blockchain, financial technology, and AI space. And so essentially what we did was we crafted what this would look like. And the first thing that we talked about, Darrell, was the lack of diversity and inclusiveness in the industry. And I take that as a personal challenge, Darrell, because I've been to many of these conferences. And these conferences was pretty much male-dominated and didn't have enough of people of different backgrounds and different experiences, didn't have enough women. And I said within myself, I'm going to make sure that we have an opportunity to get the right set of experts, leaders, who can talk about what it takes to mentor diverse and inclusive leaderships in the blockchain and fintech and AI space. And so what I did was I took apart that and I kind of gave a blueprint of the type of leaders. And then the next step, I said, hey, AI, artificial intelligence, is pretty substantial within both fintech technology, as well as within blockchain. Let's talk about what's going on, the developments in that space, and how does it apply across different sectors of financial technology, as well as blockchain. And then I kind of took a step back and I said, well, if we're going to do that, Darrell, why don't we talk and why don't we invite firms that are either startups or that are a little bit more mature, the latest stages firms, to be able to make pitches to family offices, to investors, to asset managers. That's their chance, their opportunity to attract the attention of capital into those firms. And that's what we have around that lunch period time between that 12 and 1 p.m. for firms to do these pitches to judges. And then I kind of took another step back and I said, well, if we're going to do that, then why don't we talk about the trading aspect of the blockchain and fintech and AI space? And that led us to the conversation of asset tokenization, asset trading, and what does that entail? And then finally, in order for all this to happen, you have to have some kind of controls and governance in place. So that was the last topic of discussion is, let's touch on the key regulatory issues and the key regulatory challenges, and let's have a panel behind that. And then from that, those particular topics, I was able to kind of visualize people, individuals, dear friends, colleagues that I've worked with before, been on panels before, and kind of craft together what is it and how they would fit in those particular topics. And that's where we are today.
Wow. This is a very dynamic program. And just so folks know, it is going to be held on May 1st, 2019 from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the New York Institute of Technology Auditorium on Broadway. And for those who are not familiar with this address, I believe it's near Columbus Circle. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's near Columbus Circle. It's right next to the train lines. So you're near the 1, the 2, I believe the R, all the train lines, the A and the C. So it's pretty accessible. It's a pretty accessible location at the New York Institute of Technology Auditorium, which is a spacious location, very beautiful location. So we're actually, Darrell, using two places. We're using the auditorium, and right down the street is another location where they're going to be a career fair. So guests and participants are able to go at the career fair and meet with corporations and explore opportunities in their professional development. And also, I didn't mention this, and there's going to be a book signing. So we have several speakers and several leaders who also written books. So they'll be able to showcase their books and have that signed and speak to the actual authors. So it's going to be a wonderful event, and we're looking forward to reaching out to the community.
And I'm on the registration page. And so to register, they just go to, of course, www.nyit.edu. And then I guess on the main site, they'll see this event, correct?
That's correct. Now, there's also, Darrell, there's also, other than the NYIT registration page, there's also Eventbrite. We do have the Eventbrite link, as well as the meetup link. And those links are currently being promoted through social media. So you'll find those links on Genesis's LinkedIn page, as well as you find it on the Genesis's Twitter page. And that's being promoted as well as also on the Facebook page. So that's being promoted at the same time. So there's multiple places where people can go and register for the event.
Now, I notice here the registration is for this really brilliant one-day seminar, workshop, conference. The early bird registration is really inexpensive. It's $3.99. The regular registration is $4.99. But what really got me is that if you are a New York Institute of Technology student, it's $20 with your ID. Now, what if other students from other universities want to attend? Do they get the advantage of the NYIT student price?
They would actually, Darrell. And the reason why we did that, that's a very good point. The reason why we did that is that, one, they are students and they're at a time where they're at a point where they're studying for their concentrations, the area of expertise. And we figured that we wanted the students to be a part of this event. Because it's fairly artificial intelligence, fin technology, as well as blockchain. It's fairly new, at a very new stages. So we wanted their activity, we wanted them to be involved because they are involved in innovative and technology and industries. So we figured let's keep the cost at a very reasonable and a very cost that's not going to take too much away from what they have already in terms of their budgets. And so that's a very good point. It would be open to other students. We are open to NYU students, Fordham students, any other schools that are students that are of other universities who want to participate at the event. So it would be available to them.
So let's dive into some of the program and the speakers that you have for this dynamic conference. I mean, you're kicking off the day with the keynote introduction and address. Talk to us about the person who's doing your keynote.
Yes, we're excited for our keynote speaker. We've been very blessed and fortunate, Darrell, to have Professor Reese Jones, a co-founder of Singularity University. And that was a big, big pulling for us because, you know, Singularity is the leader when it comes down to artificial intelligence. And to have the co-founder, Reese Jones, who's an expert in that area, I mean, and that speaks, his name carries weight in this industry. So having Reese to come in and do the keynote speaking on artificial intelligence and blockchain, and I personally know Reese personally, because Reese and I have been on panels before at the Blockchain Economic Forum. And so reaching out to Reese, and he said, you know, immediately he said, yes. So that to us, to me personally, was, you know, humbling experience. And Reese has a very nice mix of artificial intelligence and blockchain. So he understands how AI would work within blockchain technology and vice versa. So Reese is not only going to be the keynote speaker, but Reese is also going to be sitting on a panel on AI development and fintech and blockchain. After that, we, as you mentioned, we have the Mentoring Diverse and Inclusive Leaders in Blockchain and Fintech and AI. That moderator is going to be Tori Sinage. And Tori is well known in the healthcare medical area of blockchain. I mean, she's pretty much published. She's a publisher of her own magazine and newsletter that comes out very frequently. Tori also have done some work. She's also ran a blockchain fintech AI medical conference at Columbia University, Darrell, very recently. So we went after the best. And in that panel, we got very fortunate to make this one where the panel includes Harumi Urata Thompson, who is well known in the space for consulting work that she's done within the blockchain space. We have Rhonda Eldridge. Rhonda is the founder of HAP, which is a non-for-profit organization that pretty much helps individuals who are displaced to find the opportunities in blockchain and fintech technology and AI. We got very fortunate here, Darrell, with Miss Cherie Ami. And Cherie's been on Dr. Oz. Anyone who's watched Dr. Oz, Cherie is pretty much well recognized. She's top ranked 6 in the blockchain circles. And then we also have Dr. Janet Walsh. Dr. Janet Walsh, she's the CEO of her own firm, and she's done a lot in the blockchain and fintech space globally in terms of advising executives, in terms of strategies, in terms of execution. And then we finally lead it off with Ms. Nipa Patel, who's Chief Compliance Officer at R3. And as you know, R3 is pretty well recognized in terms of blockchain strategy. And this group of individuals and leaders are not only are they leaders in their own space, but they also have diverse backgrounds. And that was the message that we're trying to give to the public, is that the success, the greatest impact, you know, blockchain and fintech and AI works best when it's mutually inclusive, where it combines the experiences of multiple people, multiple backgrounds, and they're still able to have a great impact. And we think that we're able to do that, Darrell.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Kenneth A. Goodwin Jr. He is the founder and principal partner of Genesis Capital Markets. We're discussing today this great dynamic conference that's coming up that his company is producing with the New York Institute of Technology on blockchain. And so also, Kenneth, I noticed on your brochure that you also have another panelist, Ms. Rhonda Eldridge, who's the founder of Harness All Possibilities on your Mentoring Diverse and Inclusive panel as well.
That's absolutely correct. And Rhonda Here's the unique thing with working with Rhonda. Rhonda and I, we've done work in the past, Darrell, on the first Urban Leaders in Blockchain conference that we had in New York. So what I did with each and every one of the panelists, I've either worked with them in the past or had some kind of partnership before. And Rhonda is amazing. I mean, we've done work with her at the Bahamas, the first Bahamas blockchain conference, where Rhonda was the project manager for that particular conference. And she's done great work with HAP in terms of working partnership with Microsoft and having multiple conferences herself. So we're very excited to have Rhonda on the panel, on the first panel. And she's actively involved in the blockchain fintech community.
I tell you, this panel is very dynamic. You got a moderator with five very, very strong women. How much time are you allowing them for this panel?
Well, here's the challenge here, because originally we had you.
I know.
So we wanted to, I mean, this is an A-list panel.
Yes, it is.
I was very cognizant of the fact that it's got to be someone who can kind of go in and manage that. And Tori is the right person for that, because Tori, she's run her own conferences before and she sat on many panels. So she understands trying to get the most out of each panelist on air and having a collective kind of voice, which is very key to the audience and also keeping within time. But the great thing about it is being able to have all these different individuals and leaders, they're leaders at their own right, having an opportunity of voice to display their experiences, to share their experiences to the public, to the presenters, to the community. So I'm looking forward to that one.
It's going to be a dynamic panel. And then, of course, you have your break. And then the next session is AI developments in fintech and blockchain. And you have a panel of three great experts there.
Right. And that's actually growing. That includes also Professor Reese Jones on that panel too.
Okay. So
Professor Jones, Reese will roll into that panel. We also have Miss Harumi Thompson.
Okay.
Rada Thompson. She's also on that panel too. And there's going to be another individual, maybe from Microsoft. We are actually, there's a surprise that's actually coming up here. If we can get this individual, it's going to turn a lot of heads. Here's the key here, Darrell, not to cut you off. The key moderator is Christina Dolan.
Yes, yes.
And Christina is well recognized in this space. She's well recognized in the blockchain AI space. She's a top ranked blockchain enthusiast leader. And Christina, she's someone who can go both from blockchain to fintech to AI. And I don't think people realize AI is her specialty. I mean, that's what she's really good at. She's really strong in artificial intelligence. And here's the message that we're sending with that. We're sending a very solid message here. The moderators for this event are mainly women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you look to this event, this event has at least above 50% women engagement. And that is something that we take wholeheartedly, is that we wanted to make sure that this was not going to be the typical male-dominated event. And so when I went out and reached out to individuals, I said, let's make sure that there's a full representation of both sexes and multiple cultures. So when you look at the background of individuals, they come from multiple cultures, multiple countries, multiple experiences. And that's what NYIT wanted. This is why we came up with the term globally local.
Right.
Because the idea was to be global, but also to have a local component to it, where the school is reaching out to the public saying, hey, we are here. We are in Midtown Manhattan. You know where we're at locally? And this is what we're willing to offer to the public.
So, Kenneth, who should attend this conference? This topic is so deep and rich. And I know, okay, when you say Wall Street, the financial banks, I get that. What about the small businessman who is involved in running his business? Is this something that he should or she should participate in?
Well, most certainly, Darrell. Most certainly, the small business owner and small business entrepreneurs most certainly should be. We're open for them to attend this event, and it's a great opportunity. It's a learning opportunity for them, as well as a strategic partnership opportunity. They get an opportunity to meet and to see and hear advice for some of the greatest or best leaders in this space. And they also advise small businesses too. So a lot of these leaders are not only working with large institutions, they're also working with the small medium enterprises that are going into this space. And when we say technology, it could be that a small business is trying to implement a technology or even go into a space or create a product where they need some guidance. These are the individuals who can help them navigate the gray, help them navigate whether or not this makes sense and what else they can do to improve their products and services. So we are definitely open for the small businesses. Other types of people, students, professors, the investors will definitely want to show up, asset managers, hedge fund people, of course, the executives and professionals. So this is pretty much, it's an open space because a lot of people, and this is why we made it so diverse, is that we wanted to attract as many different types of people to show up. Because when you deal with technology, it impacts everybody. And blockchain, as you already know, Darrell, in our prior conversations, blockchain will impact everybody who is working on the earth right now. So we know that blockchain is not going anywhere, but we also know that blockchain impact will be global.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, I will not be able to attend this great event, only due to my very dear nephew, Kadir Nelson, getting married in South Africa. If it wasn't for that, I would be there because this conference is going to be such the biggest and the most value-add conference on blockchain. You can't find a conference of this quality with this depth of content and quality of speakers. You just can't find it anywhere at this price point. So we're going to urge all of our listeners to share this information and go to the NYIT website. Look for this conference under the Eventbrite as well as on the Meetup. And if someone was searching on Eventbrite, if they didn't go to the NYIT website, if they did not go to the Genesis Capital website, what are the key words that they can put in to find this great conference?
Sure. The key words is globally local blockchain fintech and AI symposium. That globally local blockchain, they can find us under that immediately. The minute they put that in, we will pop up and they get to see the same description and the agenda.
You know, I'm noticing on the AI developments in fintech and blockchain, you also have Mr. DK Smith, who's the CMO and co-founder of DX Digital. And you have Mr. Christian Martin, who's the founder and partner of the Social Fabric Consulting. I tell you, how did you find all of these great folks? I've looked these folks up. I've done my homework on these folks, and these people are A players.
Yes, DK and I are brothers. and I say that wholeheartedly because DK and I, we joined together to do the first Urban Leaders in Blockchain conference. And DK and I, we've both been in this space for a period of time. And we took it upon ourselves to say, hey, how do we get people of different backgrounds, of ethnicities involved in understanding what blockchain technology is? And so we did the first symposium and we stayed in touch. And I reached out to DK and DK said, hey, I'm all in. And what people don't realize, it was not just blockchain. DK's strength is actually artificial intelligence. So it was a matter of just having DK and saying, hey, would you be willing to be on the AI panel? And he said, you know, that's my expertise. You know, that's an area that I've always been working on and doing research on. And he just said yes. Now, Christian Martin, he's actually the chair of the Max Weber chair for New York Institute, NYU. And so there's an NYU component to this with Christian Martin. And Christian and I, we go back to our times of doing work with the German American Chambers of Commerce, as well with the German House. And so Christian and I would have the private discussions with a lot of the German businesses here in New York on artificial intelligence and blockchain. And that's how Christian got involved in this space. So it's been a matter of building solid relationships, but also understanding the strengths of the leaders.
Wow. And then, of course, your next panel deals with asset tokenization and digital assets trading. And there you have a panel of five folks, Mr. Reggie Middleton, who's the CEO of Veritasium, I hope I said that correct. Mr. Michael McGlone, who is the CFA and senior commodity strategist for Bloomberg Intelligence. Jack Tater, who is the author and managing partner of Doyle Capital Management. And then Ms. Keanu Daniel, who's the CEO of Invest Diva. And then, of course, our good mutual friend, Mr. James Smith, who's the founder and CEO of Catapult Research. I mean, again, five panelists that have deep experience in this area and deep knowledge. And congratulations on really with the development, the curation of a very dynamic panel.
Yes, that panel is going to be fun. That, to me, will be the most fun panel because you have all five of those individuals have different approaches to assessing and evaluating crypto assets and the financial markets. That panel, to me, now the moderator right now, we haven't really finalized it yet, but it could be someone from State Street Asset Management. So we've been going back and forth on the moderator for this panel. But that panel, Reggie Middleton is a legend from Veritasium. Veritasium is top 120 ranked crypto assets on the crypto asset chart. So he's been in this space since the beginning of the crypto asset boom. Keanu Dial, she's got Invest Diva. She's well known for doing a lot of the television series on assessing crypto assets. She's an author herself. She's written many books on learning about cryptocurrency trading. James Smith, as we already know, our dear friend James Smith, done a lot of work with Catapult Research and with W.D. Gann. Mike McGlone, for those who don't realize, Mike McGlone is the Bloomberg strategist for crypto assets. Mm. And Mike McGlone. And then you follow with Jack Tutter. Jack Tutter is the contributor to Forbes. So that panel in itself, that's a solid panel.
Wow.
Individuals of experts. So we raised the bar here.
Raised the bar. You know, Kenneth, believe it or not, we're running out of time. But I did want to give a shout out to your last panel, which is the regulation of digital assets. Sarah Swamy, who's the author and COO of State Street Global Markets. Joel Tepner, partner of the Sullivan Worcester LLP. Joshua Ashley Clayman Kuzar, who's the founder of Clayman LLC. Michelle Glitz, who's the partner of Blank Rome. And Megan Spillane, who's the partner of Goodwin and Proctor. I mean, again, you have really fulfilled the diversity challenge of really bringing women and a diverse background into your conference. Congratulations.
Yes. And every one of them I've worked with before personally. I mean, they represent the top. Top 10 or top 20 law firms that we have. Originally, we had Dan Viola, Sadis and Goldberg. So we do have Mr. Cromwell. We have another person that's not listed yet, but that's filling in the role for Dan Viola. So we that panel is a panel of the top law firms that are working on the blockchain fintech space. And every last one of them are individuals who I worked with personally before at symposiums or on projects. So it's great to see them, that they're all participating now. And that's going to be very interesting because each one of them have something to offer in terms of regulations from the SEC, from the CFTC, and other global regulators around the world on digital assets.
Hmm. Well, Kenneth, unfortunately, as always, our conversation, we run out of time, but we're going to have you back. But again, this conference is going to be May 1st. It's going to be at the New York Institute of Technology Auditorium on Broadway. And Kenneth, I want to thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Darrell, for having me again. And I'm always looking forward to speaking to you and your constituents on the radio. And please stop by on May 1st. We're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up on this week with Leadership with Darrell Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM, streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Have a great weekend, but remember, leadership begins with you.